Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. You've probably heard that I recommend meditation for reducing stress, healing the inner child, and bringing calm to your body and brain. But I also know that sometimes sitting in meditation can bring up all sorts of emotions and feelings that make you want to just jump out of your skin. And so one of the things I suggest is first, creating a sense of safety in your body. So if you look on my website or on the Insight Timer app, you can listen to the Safe Space Relaxation Place. It's a guided meditation that will help you start to create a felt sense of safety. Now, we use in this meditation the power of visualization because your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. I mean, think of the last time that you got anxious about something that might happen in the future. You could have all these reactions. Well, what you want to do is to train yourself, train your brain to get into a state of calm. And you can ground it and anchor it into your body so that you always have a safe place to go mentally that will ultimately change your physiology, will help bring down your stress hormones and help you connect with your body in a safe place. Then, as you're doing whatever sort of work you need, whether that's inner child work or connecting with a compassion figure or any other archetype, you have a place that you can invite these parts of yourself into where they will feel more likely to speak or to let down their guard. So you'll notice that in the safe space meditation, it doesn't have to be a real place. You could literally, especially if you happen to live in an environment where you always feel like someone might walk in or you don't feel safe, in your own mind, just for a few minutes, imagine that you could go to a place where all of your needs are taken care of. It's secure, whatever that security is that you need. Maybe it's locks, maybe it's guards, maybe it's so far up, you know, in the clouds or in the mountains that nobody could get there. You want to imagine a place that is safe, that allows you to feel physically safe. And when I say all of your needs are met, I want you to imagine that you're in a safe place that also feels good, meaning the right temperature is there for you. There's enough food, there's enough drink, what, you know, maybe there are attendants. You know, in my safe space, it is typically like a place that's a bungalow up in the tropics, and inside it's like a spa. There's an attendant who keeps everyone out at the front. And they ask me when I first walk into my safe space, they ask me if I want tea or do I want some cucumber water. And do I want to get into the hot tub or do I just want to sit in front of the fire? So for me, it's usually warmth that I need in my safe space and like cozy blankets. And then I sink into a chair. And that is where I allow my inner child to come forth if we need to have a dialogue or a healing. And sometimes I invite in a wise counselor to just give me insight and information or inspiration. The reason that this is important for you to do on your own before you do any of the trauma recovery work is you want to know how to instantly get there. So when you listen to the guided meditation, and it's very short, you are going to breathe in a certain way. You want to actually use your senses to feel it in your body, to feel it, that sense of safety, security, protection, warmth, love, and even compassion. Because once you do that, if you happen to be doing some trauma release work or you're just journaling and something comes up, rather than freaking out or going and binging or shopping or numbing out, you can sit with yourself and come back to that safe space. You can listen to the guided meditation. It's totally free on Insight Timer or on my website. And you can listen to it so that you bring your nervous system back into a sense of regulation. Now, hopefully you already learned how to soothe yourself based on your upbringing. But if you didn't have a parent that hugged you or spoke soothing words and mirrored to you how to calm yourself down, this can be part of your reparenting exercise. When you're in the safe space, if you do still feel agitated, this is a good time for you to speak affirmations. So saying positive words to remind yourself, I am safe. For the next few minutes, it is okay to let my guard down. I love myself. You know, pick some affirmations. It's another good place to do tapping. If you do feel that your nervous system is super agitated, you can do meridian tapping. And if you need more information about that, check out my website. Totally free stuff. So you can be doing these tapping things, thought field therapy or emotional freedom technique, EFT and TFT. Sometimes you do them with affirmations. That can also help to bring your body and brain into balance. Another technique that you can do while you're in your safe space to help ground your nervous system and really bring you into a sense of safety is EMDR. So this eye movement desensitization and reprogramming or repatterning allows this sort of left-right movement or sensation on you to help you decouple the stress and the traumatic agitation of the nervous system that's associated with past memories, EMDR. Now, a lot of people are talking about a way that you can do that for yourself. You can literally give yourself a hug and then tap left to right. You could buy sensors that you hold in your hand that will buzz left and right, left and right. And basically what we want to do, you can also move your eyes left, right, left, right, left, right, as you are breathing and imagining that you're in this safe space. You know, a lot of people are talking about the butterfly hug, that you just start to tap yourself left to right, left to right, left to right. So all of these are things that you can do while you're in the safe space on your own or with the guided meditation so that you start to train your nervous system. So let's say you're driving in the car or you're, you know, out in at the bank and someone does something or it tries to cut in front of you and you're starting to get agitated. You can literally just put your hand on your chest or on your belly, take 5 deep breaths, and remind yourself, okay, this is not life or death. I'm safe. If you wanted to, you could literally start tapping, you know, without anyone really knowing what you're doing. But the bottom line is, what you want to do is train yourself to trust yourself, to bring you back to safety, so that you don't have to act out with any compulsive or addictive patterns or just shutting down completely. I hope that you have found this useful. Please do let me know if you try the safe space, relaxation place, guided meditation, and I'd love to hear from you. And remember that each month I lead a guided meditation totally for free with some coaching in the Real Self Love community. The link is in my bio and I'll put it in the description so that you can find it. Bye. Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.